Why my horses always throw wide?
What's he doing on this? No cover! Yes! She's back! Woo!
Hello, welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall, and I've got two great men next to me here. Simon Marshall and Julian Valance in one of the nicest jackets or the most putrid jackets I've ever seen. You take your pick. Gentlemen, how are we?
Well, extremely well. You know I get up and about when it's Group 1 racing. Come on, Tricky Mickey, that's just a not fair question. But I'll tell you something. Remember, I just like to reflect back when the Datsun 180B, my mate changed the paint colour on it, and when she drove past it, it'd go from champagne to blue to then burgundy. Just like Ron Burgundy here today.
That is
something special.
Is this from here or abroad, this one?
Don't be ridiculous. Let's move on.
There you go, Julesy. We do have a lot to get into, so we're going to launch straight into markets today. After SD, a very, very swift track report from Julesy.
Yes, Caulfield, rail out 9 metres, good four. Look, probably on speed, but I think it's going to play really fairly on Saturday. The wind is going to be inconsequential. Usually at Caulfield, we've got this wind. We're slightly worried about it. Should be no dramas on Saturday. We're going to go Rose Hill as well because we've got the G1 Golden Rose up there. Rail out 3 metres. Again, good four, perfect conditions. Beautiful day for racing. Probably Rose Hill out three, just on speed and rails might be a really good spot to be. So we'll default to that position, but should be fair, both joints.
Beautiful. So we've got a couple of key races, but we're going to cover four over the day. Start in Melbourne with the Group 1, Rupert Clark, gentlemen. Julesy, one that you liked a couple of weeks ago, Home of the Brave, $4.50 favourite. Land of Plenty at $6, and then the Godolphin horses continue with Osborne Bulls at $6 and Jungle Cat, who's an Appleby horse, first start at $10. First start over here, obviously. Julesy, mate, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, look... Impossible is not a fact, it's just an opinion, but when I did this race, the opinion is mine. This is absolutely impossible. 6-1 the field, $7 the field, if you're talking in the new numeric form. Look, we'll start with the map. Hellover Street and Home of the Brave will go forward. Look, Aussie Choice is probably an emergency, won't get a run, so he's not going to put any extra pressure in. So Hellover Street and Home of the Brave will probably go forward and control the speed. We know Hellover Street always likes to roll pretty quickly. He doesn't like to do things slowly, but it's not going to be a massive genuine speed unless something else injects it from wide. Maybe dollar for dollar will be stuck three wide and has to push on. Where do you start? I mean, I think Home of the Brave will start favourite. He looks to have pretty good form. Gate 10's good. Mark Zara was really good in that 1,300-metre race up in Rose Hill. He looks to be a 1,400-metre horse. He's got good time form. Jungle Cat, for those people out there that don't know this horse, he's got a really high form of time form of 122, but he's got 58 kilos, so that's right on his mark. So he needs to come and bring his A game if he wants to be competitive. Last horse to win with more than 57 kilos in this race was back in 2000, a horse by the name of Testarossa. He was an absolute star. So horses at the top of the weights, history tells us, I know it's not everything history, but history tells us it's extremely hard at the top of the weights to win this race. Where did I end up? Look, it's such a tricky race. I just thought, I don't know, gate 19, it's a shocking gate, but it's going to get back anyway. I'm going with Widgie Turf. I think he's going as good as ever.
You're throwing a dart or something?
Well, more or less. There's 8 to 9 winning chances, and they're absolute genuine winning chances. It'll come down to luck in running. There's no doubt about that. I think a half a length will separate 5 to 6 horses. That's how much of a really good race it is. It's a handicap Group 1. That's what we want for our Group 1 handicap races.
Agree.
I think it's fantastic. I think it'll be a great betting race. I think Home of the Brave will start favourite, but I'm going with Widgie Turf.
Also, I'd like to have a bet. But
I'm going Widgie Turf. Are we having something on Widgie Turf?
Beautiful. SD?
It's just inspirational what he's just brought to the table there in terms of one of the best build-ups of all time with lack of result at the end of it. But so what I tend to do with this... Little handicap here, Group 1. 1,400 metres, barriers play a big part, I believe. So it's a process of elimination for me. Jungle Cat I haven't seen. Look, he's undefeated this year with his three wins, and he won a Group 1 in Maidan, but he's got to come down 58 kilos. You touched on it. Testarossa, 57, the last horse to do it a long time ago. Let me just run through him just quickly. Home of the Brave, he's been to Melbourne, he's back to Sydney, he peaked at Sydney last start, he's got to come back to Melbourne. Happy to just rule the line through him. Osmond Bulls is the one I want to ride because he won his second listed race at Caulfield last start. He's had nice gap in between races. He's been set for this race. He drops to 55 kilos and good lordy me, Chanel. He's going to get the beautiful run from gate eight. All that speed that Julian Ron Burgundy mentioned earlier is going to set him up. Peaceful State will charge like a choo-choo train, and Oregon's Day dropping in weight needs a little bit of luck to run on, but good Lord, Osmond Bulls gets every possible chance for me.
Yeah.
Good luck in this very open race, folks.
There you go. There you go. Far more confident from SD there.
Yeah,
hopefully you're all like Osmond Bulls, SD. Cool. So, all right, should we have a look now at the naturalism? I don't care what it's called in the race card. We're going to call it the naturalism. Jules's instruction, and we're following him in.
Hello to Bendigo, though, and the banks and everyone up there.
I don't even know if we don't even know who's looking after it, do we? So the favourite's Night's Watch at $3.40. No real shock there. We've got Folkswood at $6. Our Venice Beach at $7.50. Odeon at $10. And Sir Charles Road, $13, rounding out the top few in the market. SD, why don't you start us here, mate?
Well, once again, this is a tricky little race. Now, if you win this, you're in the Caulfield Cup. So every horse is up and about and peaking at its time. Night's Watch, he's a little tardy out of the gates at the Valley Nadado Tin Jam, another bing bam. And they dug him up a little bit and he just left that little bit of zing at the end. So he's got a ping. He's got a ping out of the gates a little bit better. He can't afford to dwell here. He's the horse to beat, Night's Watch, number 10. But the one I want to ride, Odeon. Why? I'll tell you why. It's because it reminds me of Magna Pal. It reminds me of Magna Pal. He drew an inside gate, drops a lightweight, 54 kilos, draws four. He's fourth up. And you've just got to remember he's really good form behind Humidor, this horse at Flemington. He's ready to peak and he's going to get the right run. So I'm going to just simplify it. Odeon for me at a price.
There you go. Julesy?
Yeah, a little bit more clear cut here than the Rupert Clark, I think. Just start with the map. I think Our Venice Beach will go forward, Northwest Passage, Spanish Reef I think will have to go forward, Hyam, D-Day for her. She'll definitely be ridding aggressively. Odeon will try and find a spot. There will be genuine speed in this race, which should give every horse its chance. I settled on the favourite Night's Watch. I think gate eight is perfect. Had that run in the Dardo, was pretty good, just as SD mentioned, slightly missed it. But I think from gate eight, Damien Lane can be midfield, pop off when he wants. And I think the genuine speed will allow him to travel into the race. Then he can produce it when he needs. And I think he's got the best turn of foot in this race, Night's Watch. 55 kilos. I think he can win this race. He will become clear-cut second favourite for the Caulfield Cup after winning this race. Obviously, we've got KWD as favourite. There's been a few moves around the Caulfield Cup during the week with Avilius and Grunt not going there. The winner of this race, which I think will be Night's Watch, will be clear-cut second favourite single figures. So if you like Night's Watch in the Caulfield Cup, maybe have a little bet before this race. I think he'll be winning. Folkswood is a genuine superstar at 2,000 metres. The last time we saw this horse, he ran third in a Cox Plate to Winks. He's had a year off. Look, Charlie Appleby's not bringing him across halfway across the world if the horse is half going. He's obviously got him going well again. 59.5. I don't think that'll stop him. But gate 15, just a bit of a tricky map, might end up three wide. But I'm going Night's Watch. I think he's a really good progressive horse.
There you go. And look, I mean, hard to argue there with that, but I like SD's save there on the Odeon. I mean, we can do that. $13, isn't it?
Him, Harlem, members, indraw, inside gates, really good runs, lightweight.
You both sold it very, very well. And SD, you're right. It's the Bendigo Bank Foundation Cup. If you are looking for it on your race card, we don't all need to be traditionalists, Julesy, but we do like the other names. And they are fine people at the Bendigo Bank. I don't know, are they friends of the show, SD?
And respect to the great man up there in Heaven's Door, naturalism.
Yes,
it was a beauty, wasn't it?
Well said, well said.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break now. When we return, we're going to head up to Sydney for the Golden Rose, and then we're going to go around the country and find some winners. You're watching Three Wide, No Cover. Hello, welcome back to Three Wide, No Cover. We've had a look in Melbourne, gentlemen, and we found a couple of good opportunities there for some dollar. But now we are going to go to Sydney, and we're going to have a look at the Golden Rose first. Golden Rose is an interesting one. Steffi Graf, they're a $3.50 favourite. I know that there's two Fs in this one, but I like to use it. Bring Steffi back in.
Yeah.
I think everyone forgets how good she was.
She was a ripper.
She was a ripper. Yeah. Then the Waller Assault. You've got the Autumn Sun at $4.60. You've got Lean Machine at $6. You've got Zusane at $8. And another runner in single figures is the Mickey Price horse, Seabrook. Julesy, how does the map look, mate?
Yes, bit of a sticky map here, guys. Look, Santos and Denali, I think, will go forward. Jonker's got the blinkers back off, but probably take a sit with Sandbar. Then we're looking at Zusane. Graf probably gets the best run from that gate four. That map is absolutely ideal for Graf. Not ideal for the Autumn Sun. Look, he's got the blinkers first time, so I thought they'd probably try and take a position, but he's drawn 10. It looks like he's probably going to be posted three wide. Very hard to win a Group 1 Golden Rose three wide the entire trip with no cover, and I think that's what he'll probably be unless they completely become negative and go back to last. And again, it's going to be extremely hard to win. So it's a bit of a sticky map, but it's definitely a big positive for Graf if you're in its corner from the map. Just on this race, this is a good horses race. Last few winners, Trapeze Artist last year, Astern, Exosphere, Hello Crown before that, and before that, Zoostar. It is a genuine good horses race.
Stallion-making race.
Absolutely. At the moment, I'm looking at these horses and I go, I don't know if I see one, but usually they jump out of the ground, win this, and they go on and win everything else after it. So off that map, look, Graf definitely is the one to beat. It's around about $3.50. I couldn't get it that short in my market. I've got it starting with a four.
Just on that, why couldn't you get it shorter?
Just on its figures, I just don't know. I need to see more. I know, right, it was unlucky last start, but I need to see more. I want to be able to stamp it as a genuine, really good horse. I haven't got there yet. So he might show me up and win very well, and then obviously he's stamped. But for me, I wanted to go to a horse that I know has been to the well before and has got the job done in a Group 1. And for me to do that, I had to go right down the bottom to the filly Seabrook. Look, she's a Group 1 winner as a two-year-old, winning the Champagne. Her third against Native Soldier last start was a really fast run race, so it was off the bit early when it was resuming, so it was hard to then just have a time and then sprint quickly. It was okay. It didn't yell out, back me, back me. Yeah. But I thought it was good enough. 21 days, I reckon Mick Price would have got a fair bit of work into this filly. We know she goes really well this way of going. I'm really keen to back Seabrook each way. I think she's the one that's been there, done that before. These ones have to come up to the mark. And a few of the other ones, like the Autumn Sun, don't have the great map. She'll probably sit worse than midfield, but I think she can win the race, Seabrook.
At a price too, SD.
See, what happens when it's Group 1 racing at Rose Hill here in the Golden Rose? It's a stallion-making race. Jockeys get up and about a little bit and ask the owners and the trainers for some stallion shares. If I ride this thing an absolute treat, I'd like an incentive, please. If Mick Price gets this right after 21 days, he is a genius to switch her program back up where she won a Group 1 Sydney, right leg. If she can win, he'll be a genius, Mick Price, second up against the boys here. But in saying all of that, there's a horse here that won first up and he got into more trouble than... We'll have a think about the end of that. Lean Mean Machine. He was absolutely outstanding. And you've got to remember, he's a Group 2 winner. He beat Zusane up there in Queensland. And then he beat Graf last start. Not everything went Graf's way. He drew outside. Graf was in not the best posse, out smoking, bit of fresh air, rather than just sitting back in behind them. He needs everything to go his way. Graf, that's why I asked you that question, Julesy. There's a question mark that his peak, when he got a kind run back inside and fresh and he sprinted first up, was really good, but we want to see it again. He's one I can trust, Lean Mean Machine, because I know he's going to run the 7 furlongs. I know he's going to sit two pairs back and probably try and ride Graf. So if I'm Ty Anglin and I know I'm a winner first up getting out of trouble, I want to be in front of the Autumn Sun. I want to be in front of Zusane. I want to be behind Zusane. I want to be in front of Graf. He'll be in front of me. Seabrook, the Autumn Sun, and Longleaf are the horses are my hardest to beat. Sorry, maybe his speed map was around the wrong way. I need to be in front of those three horses that I mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay? And tactically, I want to be there and I want to be on the back of Graf. Santos, these horses will go forward and put on good speed. So Lean Mean Machine, I think you'll get a price and I don't know why. He's one of Waller's really strong horses going into this. So
$6 at the moment, as you said, the Waller Assault's there. He's obviously taking an army of them to win the thing. He's not there for placing. So good luck, gentlemen, on that one. And side of myself, not the anyone cares.
Yeah.
But let's have a look at the pendant now, the Golden Pendant. Now, this is one of these races that we see all the time, and it's the same blanket field. See if these ring a bell, ladies and gentlemen. Champagne Cuddles, $5. Prompt Response, $6. Dixie Blossom, $6. Invincibella, $6.50. Noir, $6.50. Daisy Doom, $8. Shamook, $9.50. So there's a reason that you've got seven of them in single figures, because they all just keep bumping into each other. Julesy, how do we tackle this?
Yeah, they do seem to keep bumping into each other. Look, the map, the one horse that hasn't really bumped into him is the horse that'll probably lead, and that is the now just turned four-year-old Shamook. Mm. I think it'll go forward. Prompt Response, Daisy Doom will be there. Prompt Response might end up three wide. Look, it's got 58 kilos. Slightly worried about it. I think it's single. What price is it, Prompt Response? Around $5.50, $6.
See, that's $6 second.
Yeah, I expect Prompt Response. If you like Prompt Response, I would be waiting till the day. I expect her to drift throughout the day just with the 58 and the map. I just think she's got a really big job. We know she's a really nice mare, but I think she's got a big job ahead of her. I think she's going to drift on the day. It doesn't mean she can't win, but I just think you'll get a better price on the day. Where did I land? Look, I think it's really important maybe to be rails inside, and so I went with Champagne Cuddles. Was chips in first up, couldn't get the job done for us, but that was it. He pushed the button really early, J Mac, there on Champagne Cuddles, and she just got found in the last 200-300 meters. 2 weeks, 1400 meters, gate one, really big plus for this horse. It started around $2.80 last start, so I expect her to firm and be clear-cut favourite come race time, especially with gate one. Don't see that as a negative. I'm going to go Champagne Cuddles. I think it can win, but it's one of those races where I wouldn't talk you out of any of them.
Tell you what, that's $5 nice price at the moment, Estee.
Yeah, Darren Flindell will be talking about the blanket at the 400-metre mark. You could throw it over them. It's because it's that type of race. That's what it lends itself to there, folks. So get around him when he drops that like it's hot. Dixie Blossoms is the one that I like. She was second in this race last year, and she meets Prompt Response better at the weights when they last met. And she's beaten most of these when she's been right and everything's gone well for her. She's drawn the right gate in gate six. What she did, she ran against the boys first up, behind Coming Through. And who was the eye catcher coming out of it? And the horse you put in your sports bet black book. You can bet from it. Remember? Oh. Dixie Blossoms. Okay. She goes back to mares. She gets a good run. Midfield, three pairs back. They'll be all sorting themselves out at the start, and she'll just peel through in those little pink colours. Bang! Good on you, Simo. Thanks for the tip. What price was it?
Dixie Blossom is currently $6. So they're all going to start between $5 and $7, all the ones we're talking about. Maybe $8. Very, very good, Simon.
You like that?
Both compelling cases. I guess you just got to pick your horse, pardon the pun, and ride it.
She's very good second up, mate.
There you go.
Very good.
All right, now, gentlemen, we're going to take a break, and then when we get back, we're going to go around the country, because we love going around the country. Get you some winners. We've got a panel beater, of course, this week, and we've got another three wide no cover multi.
I'll fill up.
This show should go around the country live, you know.
All right, Steve, we'll get to that. We'll see how the budget looks for 2019. Stay tuned on that one too. This is three wide no cover. Hello and welcome back to three wide no cover. I say it every week. This is our favourite time. This is when we go around the country and we find you some winners. All right, boys, Julesy, we'll start with you in the West, where we always do.
We do. Race two, number six, Rock on Tommy. It's ready to win. 1.5 seconds quicker than the 1400 last start on the same day. So it's in a rich vein of form. It didn't get the job done last start. It did run second, but it'll roll forward. Very small field. Dictate the speed. Game over. Rock
That's
on Tommy.
That's confidence. Yep. I love that. Yep. It's early in the day.
Yes.
You're both playing in South Australia this week, so why don't you go first?
Okay, Morfettville race five, the five. I've mentioned him before on this award-winning show. Debt Collector. He's back. He's had a 5-week freshen up after winning first up over the 1,050. Remember, he came from last and he rode for a little bit of luck and he went, mate, I've got some peaceful state form. Have a look at me. Sat down, look good for the photo. They put him away 1,200 metres. 5 to 5, Morfettville. get on
Very
board.
Nice. Julesy, can you come got with nothing that sort of
energy there? No, no energy here. Just going to try and just provide a winner and no absolute ridiculous behaviour. But hey, that's all okay, isn't it?
Yeah, Channel 7.
We've got
seven.
Somewhere to go.
Race 8,
Julesy. Bugs and beetles and Race 8, number 4, Free Hearted. Not much luck last start. You can get back into the winner's stall. Race 8, number 4, Free Hearted.
That was succinct in comparison, Jules. SD, you're in race 5 in Queensland as well, mate.
Race 5, number 11, Argent Dior. Is Joseph Pride's taking this horse? If it runs, its last restarts, it's been sitting back, not much luck, and hitting the wire really good. Really well placed, I thought, if you can go up there off a hot speed. Sunshine Coast, forgiving track, opens up, gate 1, bang. Something for the sword. Is that a Tony Barber number or Grant Denyer? Grant Denyer?
I reckon that somewhere in the middle. It's probably somewhere mid to late 90s.
Don't forget Glen Ridge. Race 8, number 9, Dream Kisses. Been going in really good races, ranking high races behind From Within, which is a very nice horse.
Nice.
You can win here. Race 8, number 9, Dream
Julesy,
Kisses.
We'll stick with you because you guys have done what I love doing. Actually, SD, sorry. We'll go to SD. Ooh. You bookended the card with your best bets.
Sydney.
So in Sydney, I love this. You're in race 1, SD. Give us our winner to start off the day.
Rose Hill, as Larry Emder would say, come on down and collect your cash for race 1, number 1, Gem Song. This horse is a very good colt from the Christian Lee stables, and I'll tell you why. Because he's been unbeaten. He box-seated last start, and he just got held up, and then he got beat, but it was an eye-catcher for me, and I like him drawn out a little bit here because you get a little bit of room, drawn 5, and stays at the 1,300. He's a horse on the way up. I know that Christian was trying to is in the back of his mind, wants him to go up higher and go for black type, being a colt. But this is just a benchmark race. It's going to start your day off early. Ka-ching.
Julesy, and you'll finish us off in Sydney in race 9.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll finish us off all right. And don't worry about Larry Emdo. I'm a bit more of a fan of Bob Barker, and I like his work in Happy Gilmore. Yeah. He kept going like that, and that just might what happened. Race 9, number 15, Romanesque. He's building fitness, now gets to 2,000 metres. He's really good over this distance and beyond. He did run third in the Warrnambool Cup with not much weight back in May. He's going for a Metrop prep, so he needs to get into the Metrop, so he's got to be running really, really well here. I reckon he's going to be a really good chance. Race 9, number 15, Romanesque.
Love that. All right, and our best in Vic. Julesy, you're in race 2. Why don't you kick us off
Race 2, number 8, Lucky for All. This horse ran 7-2 in the Queensland Derby. He finished sort of midfield, but he's a really good horse. He's got form around Furion. We know what Furion's doing. He had no luck at Moonee Valley first up. Builds into this 1,800-metre race. Second up, he did do this again in May, where he went from 14 to 1,700 and he won easily. I think now 1,600 to 1,800, I think he'll be winning Lucky for All, and there's a good race for him at the end of the spring.
Oh, good to hear, Jules. And obviously, we'll pick that up throughout the spring. SD, you like something in race 5?
As the Wheel of Fortune would tick.
SD, nice and quick, running out.
Just so, mate. Let me just go to race 6, number 9, Regina. Christian Lee's once again. This horse comes down to Melbourne. Guess what? Unbeaten this prep breed, Rainier, who was second to Miss Fabulous, who run the T-Rose. Good form. Race 6, number 9, Regina.
Love it, boys. And we've got to move quickly now. Let's have a quick look at panel beaters. All right, gentlemen, we don't have enough time to go through. We will recap everyone's travelling next week, but we have DJ Davy Jones himself, Land of Plenty in the Rupert Clark he's going with. It should get around that $5, $6,
yeah, just
mark.
With that, I think he'll get better on the day. I think that horse is
we'll
going
give him
to
top
drift.
Fuck. Two. Julesy, who are we taking?
We're going to take race 2, number 8. We're going to take Lucky for All.
Bang, bring it on. And lastly, Julesy, the 3-wide no-cover multi. Knights Watch the Place?
Knights Watch the Place into Champagne Cuddles the Place. We're going to give $3.50. It's ridiculous. A spoil for the punters out there. Get involved.
That's ridiculous. Gentlemen, pleasure as always. Happy punning, Sydney, Melbourne, wherever you are this weekend, and enjoy your preliminary finals across both states. We're going to be back next week as we really start to dive into spring. And I'll tell you what, if you are having a punt, have a lot of fun, but please do it responsibly. This has been 3 Wide No Cover.